Why are you laughing?
Because we have a half-naked girl that's dancing to our intro music.
Laying on the table.
And so for those who are not watching the video, which, by the way, you may want to, instead of listening to this live, click on the video button and watch some video because there's vagina happening in the house.
Welcome to Intellectual Kink, the home of the original fisting on Skid Row Studios.
That is true. We did the first fisting at Skid Row. Now it's like so blasé. Fisting happens all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were the first.
Yeah.
And we have fisting. But not to be so brash as to jump right in and just slide the fist into the vagina. There's more to this. As I've heard Nancy. Oh, by the way, I am Insidious Muse.
And I'm Service Slut.
And we have guests. We have Andrew, our very own Charlie Frown.
Greetings and salutations.
And then we have Sanger, who is our stunt vagina.
Stunt cunt.
That works so much better. And the reason we have more than, you know, because some people think it's fisting, it should be intimate, just the fister and the fisty. But one of the things that Nancy and I have discovered over the years of teaching these fisting classes is that a fisting doula is really very important for the process. And you all will understand this as time goes by because you will start learning what Andrew is doing as a fisting doula, which we discussed over dinner. He's a lube provider.
I had fish.
He did have fish as if it was his aperitif to the fisting. Sanger and I had beef. So I don't know what to make of that.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. She
curtains?
Nancy had a fettuccine alfredo, which I think we can all know what that means. So
I clue me in, please.
It's creamy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and warm.
Yeah.
And you're going to go someplace creamy and warm right now.
Yeah.
And al dente.
Oh. Are you al dente, Sanger?
Yes. No, wait.
Are you slightly undercooked? All right.
So you get a good mouthfeel. It's important to have a good mouthfeel.
So let me start by saying that Nancy has never fisted Sanger.
Right.
Sanger has been fisted, correct?
Yes.
In her life. And Nancy clearly has fisted. In fact, clearly. Nancy has a motto where she wants to basically fist all of the friendly vaginas that she knows.
Well, and I also want to give out participation ribbons for said vaginas.
For those who have been, yes.
Wow.
I would say it looks like a fist, but, you know, there's this woman power thing that's a fist. I don't think you want to go with that. That's a little different from what you're saying. But because this is their first time, I'm going to kind of walk through the general process that young Nancy does when she does the fisting.
Don't be nervous, it's okay.
She loves to, as she calls it, she likes to make love to the vagina.
Your feet are so soft.
And apparently feet,
that's
too.
That's not the vagina.
That's not the vagina, notoriously.
I mean, if I were Sanger right now, I'd be concerned
now,
if she started off by me.
If you were a male foot fetishist, I can understand how the feet might appear to be a vagina because they do like to fuck the feet. I get that. But this is not the show that we're doing right now. The fisting show. So that sound that you hear, if you hear it, is the snapping on of nitrile gloves, 2x2 hands of blue. If you get the reference, I love you. Because they are going to start working on the process. So, you know, we've had some wine and we had some friendly conversations. So we all feel comfortable here. But what Nancy generally does, instead of just, you know, start just poking fingers in there, she'll start manipulating and fondling the clitoris and maybe feeling the labia and the outer labia to kind of, you know, get to know the canvas with which she is working.
An assessment, if you will, to understand where the parts fall. I mean, all human bodies are different.
This is true.
So there's going to be a slight distance difference, maybe, you know, reaction difference.
Exactly. Learning. Reaction is also very important because, you know,
yes,
some things that she will enjoy more. Now, as we know, Nancy's a submissive and she really enjoys giving people joy and pleasure, etc. So ensuring that whatever she's doing is pleasurable to the fistee is very important.
And what's really cool also is that I can go jingle jingle on her too.
She has piercings.
Jingle, jingle.
I so wish we had that
jingle, one shot.
It's so very festive.
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
It is.
Which is then just in time for the holidays.
It is
jingle
festive.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
I can't do that and then like that other thing at the other same time.
It's not my fault. Oh, I'm sorry. It is. I have conditioned her to grab her nipples in agonizing pain when she hears me sing Christmas carols. That is what Pavlov intended when he did that with the dogs, just so you know. So now that she's, I don't know, she's going through, don't worry, go through lots of gloves. Go through gloves. Gloves are just a, you know, it's a prophylactic. It's like the condom for your hands. So feel comfortable.
Some people like the nice, gentle caress of a glove.
This is true. And then there are a lot of people, especially if they're both in the top and the bottom, some people really like that snap. I'm a big fan of doing it because then it elicits often a response. I like the snap.
I fail at the snap.
The key is to under where the palm is, pull down.
There you go. That's it.
Don't pull away. You're only going to hurt yourself. Yeah. Pull down.
Yes, which is okay. It's okay to hurt yourself. So now what Nancy is doing is she is, you know, just like I said, getting to know. And if you're on video, you could see
the little smile
of Sanger's face, and now you will see Nancy's fingers towards her vagina. So she's, and she presses the clitoris like a fucking belly button, like a doorbell, which I totally.
Well, I like to be polite when I'm going into.
That's not polite. Just ding dong.
It's better than doing a cop knock on the clitoris. Take it from someone who knows.
All right,
the cop, just the cop, like.
That's well.
It's a bad thing to do.
Some people would like that. I actually anticipate Sanger would like that. Just knowing that she's a bit of a pain slut, just a teeny bit. So when you're dealing with fisting, when you're negotiating with the person, what you want to do is, let's say, you know, maybe they've never had a fisting. So when you're going through the process, make sure that you have adequate amounts of lube and make sure that you've asked them if they have a preference for kind of lube. I asked Sanger earlier, do you prefer water-based or silicone-based? And she said she preferred water-based. Okay, cool.
Right. So we have two different types of lubes here to my left.
They're both water-based.
Yes. And I mean, it doesn't have to be anything special. I mean, we have your, you know, run-of-the-mill Target brand personal lubricant jelly.
Yeah.
And we have, you know, the other, Are you okay?
I think she's having a positive reaction to this.
It seems as though the single finger insertion method that you're using now is working well.
She seems to be enjoying it.
If I can color commentary, the hand up position, the palm up position, allows her to move. I believe your middle finger up towards
precisely
what the G spot is.
And, right. And that actually is very helpful for my carpal tunnel.
No, yeah, agreed. The one note that I would make, not only with asking for preference for lubricant, is asking for preference for type of glove, because sometimes people are allergic to things like latex. So yes, you need to make sure before you get in there that you're not going to cause it to be all burny and hateful. Yes. Burny and hateful.
So, I mean, I did specify that these are nitrile gloves, which is what I use and what most medical professionals now do use, because, you know, there is a, I can't remember actually what the percentage of people with latex allergies are, but, you know, it's there. And when it happens, things start, you know, getting hivey and swelly, and it's not good.
That's not the reaction you want, is hivey and swelly.
No, but you want the reaction that Sanger is giving now, where she's raising her hips and bucking them just a little bit.
Hips.
This is definitely not a hivey kind of situation.
We're gonna pan to the face.
There's no hivey. We've got an arm up thing. I think she's enjoying it.
Yeah.
And this is obviously prior to the fisting experience, because this is just, you know, you're just playing with a vagina. This is how it starts. You get in there, you figure out, is it a friendly vagina? Does it welcome you? Does it have an outpouring of...
Precisely what I ring the bell beforehand.
That's not... Whatever.
Are you hoping a butler will answer?
Right? That would be really weird. Was an alien come out? I don't...
You rang, madame?
No. But, you know, some vaginas don't have a lot of natural lubrication. So this is the point when you're putting one finger in, when you're assessing the amount of natural lubrication.
Sure.
And I would wager, is this accurate? Does she have a lot of her own natural lubrication? Because I think she's trying to fuck your hand with her
Well, I
hips.
Can definitely smell her juices, which...
It means they were there.
It's a very pleasant smell.
We've gone to video, but we've yet to get a smell-o-vision here at
right.
Skid Row Studios.
That would be, wow, new frontier. Then we should be thankful it's not anal fisting.
Indeed.
Because that is a different kind of smell-o-vision, which we don't want to get into. Although I have a lot of anal toys out in here that I got at the
promises, promises.
So. I'll stick things in your butt. Sanger is very, wow, the arching of the back. She's good for video.
For those yoga fans out there, it's very cow tilt to cat tilt.
No, you can't see, I don't know how many fingers, because Sanger's, two fingers, Sanger's, putting her leg up and blocking my view, which is selfish.
Is there a timing consideration you keep into account as you begin to add fingers?
I think it really depends a lot on the person.
Sure.
You know, so I go at their speed. Whatever. Sure.
How do you assess, I think, is the question.
So, this is gonna.
At what point are you like, I'm okay for three?
She welcomed the second finger.
Okay.
You know, so like, I mean, I start with one finger because, well, that's polite.
Does your one finger wear a bow tie?
Does it bring up a flower?
Right.
But I start with my index finger because it's just the polite finger. When I say start, I mean that's the second finger in, because obviously the middle finger's already in. Because people find there's something really poetic about using my middle finger.
Really, you go middle finger to ring finger? Middle finger to index finger?
Yeah, so she starts.
See, that's interesting, because I'll typically go middle finger to ring finger.
I'll go
with that.
Huh. That's interesting. I would probably follow suit and go to the pointer as well, simply because it gives you more. If you're going to the fisting, it gives you more real estate. It's easier to add in the ring finger and then the pinky and then the thumb at some point.
I'll go middle finger, ring finger, pointer finger, pinky, and then thumb.
Well, see, kids,
that'll be my order.
The point is that you know what? Pick the fingers that work for you. If you want to start with your pointer and then add from there, or you want to start from your ring, you know, it's all up to you. We're not saying that this is a formula.
No, I'm more curious in what Nancy's formula is.
How much is in her vagina? Because the look on your face, Nancy, is like, it's
that was my back. Well, and I'm also trying to balance our conversation with giving her pleasure. So
I think the pleasure part's working out.
Yeah, that's what
I think the pleasure part is. Appears to be working.
When you're doing it, you know, you start with one finger and you slot, and then the other finger. It's a lot like just kind of generally finger fucking. If you want to use your thumb to stimulate the clitoris, it's fantastic. It'll help stimulate more natural lubricant before you go to the point where you actually need lube, external lube. Don't be stingy with lube if you're concerned, or if they're concerned, or they're not enjoying themselves.
I would like some lube, FYI.
Well, we need the fisting duel at this point to bring the lube. You don't be stingy with the lube, and also, you know, take your time. We obviously have a finite amount of time in this show. I mean, it's not in the next 5 minutes, but we have a finite amount of time in the show. But if you're just playing with a play partner, or I wish I had the liquid. I don't know why. I just had the jelly in my bag. So if you're playing with a play partner, take your time, you know, really... If it's a pleasurable experience, you're not trying to make this kind of a sadistic experience, take time and really enjoy the vagina, all of the aspects of it, and the reactions that...
So what I've added now is my thumb.
Okay. So are we still pinkies out?
Yes.
Okay, you go pinky last.
So do you have middle finger, pointer, thumb? So you have three fingers in.
Oh, no.
Not thumb joint.
So just this, and then I tuck these in.
Okay.
And then I... go in.
When she says her ring finger and her pinky fingers are still folded over while she's like shooting a gun into her vagina.
Well, I mean, the other reason that it's important to take your time, and interesting biological fact, you know, the uterus actually moves back as you become more sexually aroused.
There you go.
I did some research on measuring depth of uterus, and I found out that it actually changes between the time before you're aroused and when you're aroused, because your uterus prepares you to accept your partner's member.
You can say the word penis. You can even say cock.
I'm wearing rubber gloves and would prefer to be as clinical as possible. I've got a responsibility in this show.
Because of gloves?
And because of that, I take it very seriously.
All right. Well, I didn't. I was unaware that the gloves were somewhere.
Well, I mean, I've got, I'm running doula duty.
Yes, I think.
I'm running camera duty.
Now we're sitting up. Yes, well, you're.
I'm color commentating.
You are a good multitasker.
I'm attempting to.
Fantastic. It's good.
Okay, now we're up.
She is raising herself up entirely off of the table.
Okay, there's a.
On her feet and her hands. Kind of like, you know that little crab crawl you used to do when you were a kid? That's what she's trying to do. But she has a hand in her vagina. Because she's
a Muppet. I am no longer moving my hand. She is kind of impaling herself on it.
Okay. I mean, less work for you, which is nice.
Well, I want to make sure that my hand is tucked very tightly.
Yeah.
So that way.
So have you then, have you assumed the fisting position where all your fingers are properly in and she is the one that is riding your hand?
We need more lube.
More lube. Well, that, just, you know, that is not always the case. I mean, Nancy has very small hands. But most people will, especially if it's their first time, will give you reactions, obviously, for pleasure, but there are going to be moments of pain because, you know, you're stretching them out. The vagina, you know, if you're traditionally just fucking it with a penis, is not taking an entire fist every single time.
You're gonna feel a little pressure here.
Yes.
Is what you want to tell your partner. There's going to be some pressure.
Yeah, you totally want to take all of the sexuality out of it. That's what you want to do, exactly.
I want to turn it into a gynecological exam.
That sounds... I have a speculum.
Yeah, exactly.
We can also do a speculum and an anal speculum. We could do it all at the same time. I have to clean them, though. Wow, I feel like we should the microphone so we can hear her. She's really...
I sort of tried to place a microphone.
Yeah, it's near her, but you know.
In and around.
People notoriously are, you know, they don't pay attention to these really important things when they're having a fist in the vagina. She's giving you the hold. She's giving you the hold thing. Hold. Do you have your whole fist in there?
Yes, but it's not.
You don't have the thumb joint?
Talk to me. I'm not moving.
So, additionally, when you're fisting your partner, breathing actually is important.
Yeah, breathing's important to remember. I think fisting the vagina is you know, working out is anything else. The breathing is very important to continue to do.
For the bottom, it does help you deal with any pain that you're having, pressure.
Processing, sure.
And also relaxing kind of the whole vaginal walls.
Definitely.
In order to receive it. Now, what is additionally helping with that, Sangra is she is playing with her clit, and now Nancy is now taking over that job. And that is going to help. She's going to naturally relax, and she's going to have additional mucus exuding from her walls in order to make it a little bit easier.
And Sanger's really giving effective communication.
She is. Nancy. She could do so with simply her facial expressions.
Yes.
She's definitely got that going. And the fact, I really like that Sanger reached down and just started touching her own clit, which is really, it's very empowering. So you want to have that kind of communication with your partner so that they're comfortable doing that.
Well, and it gives permission for, I mean, it tells Nancy, it sort of gives Nancy the roadmap to what's going to work for her.
Right. Well, so I think a lot works for Sanger. She seems very amiable to everything.
Yes. She seems the question, doesn't seem to be.
Our studio.
There's some violent shaking going on.
There was, but we don't know why.
There might have been some sort of seismic.
She's got that look on her face, which is that pleasure pain thing, which you know, we all know so well.
Yeah.
It's really fucking hot, actually. That is a nice sound, I have to say.
And there was the excited
and the holy fuck.
Yeah, the hitched breath
And religious, screams generally are very, very good.
Anytime I can add religious iconography into this.
I agree. Quite.
Accepted.
Yes. And now we are calling to Jesus, as is appropriate, because Christmas is coming.
Right.
So.
Christmas is coming, and apparently so is Sanger.
Come for Christmas, because she's saying Jesus.
It's important to make the note that that's with an O.
It's actually with a U. I understand that you and Sanger do not like O's.
It's going to be with an O momentarily.
It's true. Big O! Bam! Love Andrew.
Up high on that.
I don't know what's happening over there, but like she's kind of in an upright fetal position, but
there's
like
some,
in a good
there's some
way.
Nodding. There's
I'm
some nodding.
Pretty I mean, it's, sure I've seen pregnant women do that position when they're trying to birth.
It's very like
the baby.
It's very the white guy rocker thing where you just nod your head along with the music. You're like, yes,
right.
Yes,
we
this rocks
metal
so
fingers.
Hard.
I don't think she can do metal fingers.
Yeah, no.
She's with us on that. There's a lot going on. So how are we thumb join in?
I think we're full. I mean, I think we're like
you'd be surprised.
We're at the place where you need to really check your watch strap.
No. She isn't wearing a watch, thankfully.
No, that's that is an important note to anyone out there. Watches off, rings off.
Yes,
no one wants just the focus on Nancy's face
the
intensity of the focus.
The shaking fingers face was shaking everywhere. It was awesome. And, this is awesome. I love watching this.
There's some.
She's loving that.
I think it's interesting that sort of Sanger's gotten to a place where she needs the physical contact of Nancy while this happens. Like, she sort of wants that physical closeness.
Well, and interesting, if you go all the way back to Masters and Johnson studies, where those involuntary muscle reactions when you're having, like, orgasms or heightened sexual, they really are involuntary. That kind of sense to reach out and grab something, that's just one of those things that happens in your body, what your muscles just kind of tense up, and it's a beautiful, wonderful thing.
Masters and Johnson, that's where the intellectual kink comes from, folks.
I love this shit. I fucking read this shit all the time. It's why I tweet all these, like, studies all the time. So I think we're now having resolution.
Calming a little bit.
So she's soothing.
We may be towards the denouement of the fisting, if you will.
Correct. Well, I mean, I imagine we could probably do it again. I don't know. She's mouthing like I'm going to hear her because I have headphones on.
Sanger's eyes are a little bit dewy
now.
It seems as though there may have been. Oh, and we're out. We're out.
The fist is out.
We're exited.
Yeah, but don't get dressed because we can do it again.
And glistening. And glistening, if you will.
I'm like, don't get dressed. We can do it again. And now she wants to thank her.
And
there's hugs.
The gentle wiping or blotting of sweat from Nancy's brow.
So let me note, I just want everybody out there to note that Sanger has been fisted before, number one, and probably by a man, not just a woman. And no, by a woman only. But, okay. Well,
multiple women at the same time is what you're implying.
Well, and my point is that Nancy has really small hands. So I don't want people out there that have never been fisted or have never fisted anybody to have an expectation that the first time, 15 minutes in, you're going to get your fist in somebody, because that's not the case.
Yeah, we're almost 25 minutes in.
I don't think we started dead. I mean, well, I guess maybe.
She started to go to work pretty early there.
Now Sanger wants a cigarette. So the point being, the likelihood is that you're going to have to try multiple times before you actually slide the fist in. And that it's better to err on the side of caution. That's just what I would say.
No, I would entirely agree with you on that matter. Yep. And I mean, really, it needs to be something that you're both invested in, frankly.
Yeah, absolutely.
This isn't something that you talk your lady friend into in the middle of foreplay.
Or you don't just like go for it. Like, yeah, we're going to do it. Like, what the fuck are you doing? That is not going to happen.
Yeah, no, you don't suddenly go, hey, I'm into finger four. Are we cool with going all the
and
way?
And they're gritting their teeth because of intense pain.
It's not a renegotiation halfway
through. So I would love it if Sanger would get on her headphones and get on the mic, and we can ask her if she's coherent.
You've already got on a fist. This should be easy for you.
The experience of the fisting here today. Kind of need to bring the mic close to you.
Yeah. She's gonna gently pull that over.
Is it on?
I don't think it's on.
No, it's on.
Check your
box. She's just not speaking loudly.
Hello.
There it is. Good.
Wait. Okay. Hi.
Hey. So, how are you?
No, seriously. Check your box.
Get the lights on.
No, we're joking. He was color commentary.
I'm so horrible at this.
Fine.
Yeah.
I am.
Hair is fine. We need more details than that. You seem to be inexplicable right now.
I am inexplicable?
No. The events that happened.
That was fucking awesome. That was lovely. Why do we do that all the time? I know you would like to be fisting most of the time.
Yeah.
But my heart's
I guess, you know, can you talk about, like, what it feels like to have that happen?
Yes, because I think some
there's a lot
of fear.
Does it feel like there's a person's hand in your vagina?
No.
Okay.
I mean, cognitively, you get what's going on. If you, for a moment, until it's incredibly full. It's like extra big.
What about that fullness do you enjoy? Because I think for people who have a partner that are interested in fisting them, the concern is, okay, what am I enjoying about this? Like how why is this appealing to me? So talk about why that feeling of fullness is good.
I think it's it's not the usual sort of fucking,
sure.
Right? It's a much I'm not ready to talk.
It seems like it's more intimate in many ways.
It is somewhat more intimate. I think you could. I took the headphones off because I was kind of giggling at how like sportscastery it was. And then,
well, I was brought in for color.
I know. I recall dinner. I don't. I think it's not expected that you're going to be able to. One is going to just.
Was there a sense of accomplishment? Were you just like, ah?
No, there okay. was.
She hasn't gotten there yet.
It wasn't like mountain climbing?
In a sort of
I fisted
running
it
up that hill.
I fisted it because it was there. That kind of a thing?
Well, I was the E. I mean, it was the fister.
Yeah.
I didn't
know. Well, yeah.
But you took a fist because it was there.
Because it was there. Like you took that mountain.
Take all of the fists.
Okay, so that would get me off on some fucked up tangent. Like, you know, we don't have to you know, evaluate things that way or judge them. And, you know, if you like it and you have consent, negotiation, all that good shit, right? But I think the fullness and the kind of the... God damn
visceral?
It.
Visceral? Is it the visceral nature of like what's... Is it sort
well,
of
it's
the...
It's an incredibly... It's extra visceral in a sense because okay. it's not something you feel all the time.
Sure.
It's not.
But do you sort of get to a like sort of an adrenaline endorphin, like very instinctual, like animalistic level at some point?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, because at some point I'm just like, it's all feel. It's just all feel. And it's, I mean, it's the same kind of thing why I like Peyton so much. It's just, it's so much big feel good. You know, like there's. It's
an exclamation point. It's not a period. It's not an ellipses. It's not a colon or a semicolon. It's like the exclamation point. It's
no,
yelling
it's
at you.
Paint. It's not even words.
Okay.
It's
pigment. Beyond
it's colors
paint.
And like, yeah, it doesn't have that kind of boundary.
Okay.
I can wax poetic on this shit.
Intensifies. It's that sense of just kind of everything, like everything's completely heightened and you have that sense of hyper-awareness in those areas.
Mm-hmm. And for me, it goes all over. Like, it's not just, like, cunt at that point. It's all the way up to my shoulders and hairline. And I think I fold up. I know I folded up because that's easy. I come more... big. Jesus Christ.
Hard.
I sound like an illiterate dumb fuck.
I think there's a study to be done on, you know, people's ability to vocalize after they've had someone's hand inside them. So I mean I really wouldn't slight yourself too much right now.
I think
in fact studies have been done post orgasmic that most people have decreased ability to speak and their overall intelligence is a little bit dropped.
Which is why it's better for writers to not get laid.
I think articulation is different than our intelligence. That's just split that hair right there. I don't even know what they're talking about.
We're having fun on this side of the table.
Yes, I was saying, I don't think it's a matter of intelligence dropping. I think it's a matter of ability or interest in articulation.
So,
and by the way, when I said game plan, you said shut the fuck up and take it. There was no, we're going to do a post-game and make you talk.
Well, let's shift over. So,
look at him running the show.
Since you were the fister to her fistee, tell me what is, and you were an enthusiastic fister. What is it about the enthusiastic? What is it about fisting that makes you enthusiastic? Like, why is that? You're like,
Because I am wearing someone like a puppet. Number one.
So you've got a Jim Henson fetish. It's Henson with an O.
Do you ever paint them green, or are you a big Miss Piggy fan?
It's the form of sex for me.
Okay.
I don't have a penis. I have my fingers, and I have my fists, and I have my mouth.
Sure, but
my elbow.
But what is it about the fists in particular?
It's nothing very specific about the fist. Okay. I have really small fists. Everybody's always like, wow, your fists are so small. Should make fisting easier in some way, which it really doesn't, you know? There's something very intimate about it. And I really like intimacy. I love intimacy so fucking much. I mean, you guys, ask this woman how often I try to rape cuddle her. Like, it's just like...
Rape cuddle her or cuddle rape her?
Cuddle rape.
I don't think...
Because rape cuddle is a completely
intimacy,
different thing.
Cuddle rape.
That's a different... allow me to remind you of something that you said one time, Ms. Nancy. And that was that... one of the reasons that you really like fisting is that when your fist is inside of something, there is such an intense connection. Mm-hmm. It's not just you're reading the person, but you can feel every involuntary reaction through their vagina, and then it therefore you're sharing that moment with that person.
Yes, exactly, and that's exactly what I meant by the intimacy.
So when you make reference to a puppet, is there a control aspect that you enjoy from it?
I was being silly.
But I mean that kind of metaphor. It sort of speaks directly to you're a puppet. I have the capability of making you do things.
Well, you can play like that, but that's not how she does it. She's very service fisty.
Sure, no, and that's why I'm asking. And it should be noted for those you can service fist and you can control fist.
You can puppet fist, which are totally different.
Yeah, so I'm not in the business of puppet fisting.
That's an entirely different podcast.
Business.
Puppet fisters.
It's not a topping situation for me. It's a sex situation.
Or if you're in England, poppet fisters.
Jesus. The comment about a puppet, I mean, that's just me being silly. I just, you know, no. We had sex, FYI.
Yeah, I was there.
we all were there. Technically, everybody listening was there. We all shared this. Was that an orgy? Does that qualify?
No, because it's... No.
Well,
just
and
watching.
The point that I want to make is...
He's funny. She's making a point.
Hold on. How do we lose?
Because we were just watching.
You don't lose. You just didn't do it.
Yeah, but I just can't fist. My fist's too big.
Well,
you just haven't found the right vagina yet.
There is that. Or yeah, no, I want. Oh,
yeesh.
I want so bad.
Yeesh.
And so the point that I want to make about that with that comment is, you know, every vagina is different, and so some vaginas are very, very, very strong, and can crush your hand, and you know, yeah. So, I mean, it has nothing to do with the size, you know? I mean, it's a matter of, you know, does your hand and that vagina fit together like two puzzle pieces?
And in a lot of instances, there might not even be an attempt to crush your hand. An involuntary muscle spasm could cause.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, the fact that, you know, you say your fist is too big, like, I just, you know, you haven't found the right vagina.
I also don't walk around asking everybody... Like you do, can I put my fist in your vagina? I need to start doing.
No, but
this.
I think there's an interesting conversation here because it seems to be a prevalent discussion about the size of men's penises, but there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of discussion about the depth of women's vagina.
What is that called, Miss Andrew?
The depth and elasticity of their vaginas.
We can delve into this if you would like, because I believe the average vagina is only like, well, before arousal,
which is important,
about 3.5 inches deep. Obviously after arousal, it has to get.
And to my understanding, I've actually read, I think, similar things to you. It's about 3.5 inches deep. And I think it on average gets somewhere in the neighborhood of 7.5 to 8 inches deep.
Well, then there's me, where the gynecologist has to get the extra long speculum to get to my cervix, when I'm not aroused. So there's that.
And we all learned a little bit something about Insidious Muse tonight.
Why would you be aroused or not at a...
I'm not. That's what I'm saying. So they, you know, because speculums, for me, unless I'm using them on somebody else, not arousing.
So is there like an echo effect?
No, because it's just long. It's like a long, narrow hallway. That's what it is.
Okay.
But, you know, and my cervix, I only know this because of my IUD. It was a very unpleasant experience. So there's that.
To that, yeah. I mean, I am cervix free.
There is that.
I stop. It doesn't go anywhere because I've had the whole total radical hysterectomy thing. So,
but there's something there. I mean,
well, there's a cuff.
There you go. Well,
they sewed me up there.
All right.
They put an end.
That works. Like a golem in your vagina.
My favorite part.
A golem?
They said in unison.
My precious.
Oh. No, not a golem.
That's what I thought.
I'm sorry. A golem. I'm sorry. I should pronounce it.
Oh, better. A golem.
Sorry for my mispronunciation. A golem, you know. You know, like the clay to make the man. It's like a doll.
What? No, it just stops.
So an animated Jewish statue?
Yeah,
is it
right.
A vagina?
I hope somebody else out there got this.
A man is in your vagina.
There's no man in my vagina.
No, you put like a little message telling him what to do in his mouth, and then he carries out your will.
and then you don't have to have penis then because there's a man in your vagina.
Why would all the
always
time?
Penis envy. Always.
Sorry, what?
Ooh, that was fun.
No, I was just gonna say that. I was just gonna say that I've never had someone sit on my fist before.
That was really hot, actually.
You lifted your entire body up off of the table,
like
fist. And at one point, Nancy had to reinforce her situation by putting her elbow on the table.
Really?
And just making sure that was steady enough that all of you didn't slide right off the table.
Yes.
Pretty much.
You should, like, do it professionally. Really just performed.
Thanks. I think, was it good for you? Because I was a goner.
Her fist ejaculated. I saw it.
I did. I saw it, too. There was pre-cum and everything.
Fist ejaculation.
Toads. They got all veiny and everything, too.
Wow.
Just like you don't like. Okay. But it was blue, so.
My fist got all veiny.
No, I meant, yeah. Okay. I guess feeling good is just, it makes it good. I just move when it feels good and stuff. And I don't know. I think it's ridiculously shameless.
No, but I think that...
But that's awesome.
Yeah, I think that kind of the point that Insidious Muse is making is that lack of self-consciousness. Especially, you know, you're on a table in a studio with people giving color commentary and there's cameras and there's microphones and that lack of inhibition.
But it comes from the intimacy.
No, right. Agreed.
Like the rest of that comes from,
but there's, this is where
no,
my focus
allow me
is,
to counter right? that. I mean, I think Andrew's going in the same place. There are a lot of people, women specifically, which are not that uninhibited, that for whatever reason, and there's actually been studies done on shame and sexuality, where there is such an intense amount of shame when a woman wants to be as free in their sexuality as you are, that they just can't do it. And the fact that you can speaks volumes to your own kind of your self-confidence, your own growth as a human being, your ability to take it like that, just what? Take control of it.
And additionally, I would add that a lot of people, you made the comment about, you know, well, it's the intimacy of it allows me to let go in that manner. Well, yeah. A lot of people, I would argue to say the bulk of people would not be able to make this an intimate situation.
Okay, but I was the one getting fisted.
No, so. But we're also paying you a compliment. We're not paying any of them a compliment.
Oh, true. We aren't.
Thank you.
Because they're all prudish bitches.
I like prudist.
Prudist? They're prudist. They're Proust. They're Proust bitches.
Oh, Proust. No. I think
fucking Proust, like, bitches.
The kind of banter, it was, at one point I checked out because I was like, I'm going to get caught up on the fact that I don't have a uterus and I really want to be here. You know, like that was what, because you were talking about
being present.
Sure.
Well, he was talking about something else, and I'd rather, like, not focus. This is what I want to do. Yeah.
Well,
so.
And that's an excellent point.
Oh, right. Microphone talking too much.
That's an excellent point in fisting in general and just in sexuality in general, is the idea to be present in the moment and not with an expectation. So when you're fisting, let's say it's your first time, it's your second time, whatever. I get it. The goal is to get the fist in. I get that. But if that's your goal and then you're done, then you have to have not just a goal, but kind of have an intent. What is the overall plan of it? And be present in the moment, in the pleasure that is happening, or the control, or whatever the intent is.
And even to take that intent and be confident in the fact of, like, you know, maybe time 1 through 3, I'm going to have to bail out. Like, maybe it's not going to work. And not walk away from that ashamed, and not walk away from that, any of those things. We've got a raised hand in the corner.
Yes, I'm sorry. Half of the show here.
I didn't actually get my entire fist in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and I'm saying that because the concern was more over the intimacy rather than getting the fist in.
Yeah.
You know, and so I got in as much as I could. I mean, really what I got maybe like, I got like this. And I got yay.
You got full duck bill.
But you got full duck bill. The thumb joint.
Yes.
Just not.
But I could not make a fist.
Well, that's,
because at that point, you know, because, you know, vagina is like, nope, this is where you're going to stay. This is where you're going to stay. You ain't going nowhere else. And I mean, in order to go from here to a fist, there's a little bit, I have to open up a little bit in order to make a fist. And so that wasn't going to happen. But, you know, you have to pay attention to the person's body and where they're at. And I was more concerned with checking in with her because I thought, you know, I mean, is she okay? I get that she's, you know, experiencing pleasure, but I also want to make sure that that's not like, she's not writhing because she's in pain, or like that look on her face, like that, like sudden, like twitch is not because she's in pain, you know? So, I mean, to me, it's more, I would rather say, hey, you know,
well, and I mean,
I got
frankly,
a duck bill in there. I didn't get a fist, but hey, we had a good time.
Frankly,
I think even if, oh, well, we managed, I tickled your G-spot with my middle finger, but we had a good time. That's like the goal line right there. It's not so much,
and I think,
you know, where's
important.
The notch on my
if you're thinking about fisting and, you know, you don't get there, that's okay. It's totally fine.
You know, it is. And I think that what people need to be aware, speaking to your point, Nancy, is that they're in a split second, a moment that is very pleasurable can turn very painful when you're dealing with such tight quarters as a fist and a vagina. It can become excruciating painful, and then it can go one step further and become a tear. These things are very possible.
Oof.
So paying very close attention to your partner is really important.
I would rather have my fist be in a pool of juices and not blood. Let me just tell you.
The best outcome is that the partner that you're with, as soon as you get done, is going to be enthusiastic and excited about doing whatever that thing that you're doing is again as soon as possible.
Exactly.
That's the best possible outcome. Mm-hmm. I doubt that there are a ton of the listeners in the world who are immediately throwing their hands up for, ooh, tearing sounds nice.
Sign me up for a torn vagina.
Right, right. Oh my God, I love that band. I hear they're playing Second Stage at Lollapalooza.
For sure. No, that was it. I have no come back to that. You were going to say something, Sanger?
I don't think I was. I mean, I could come up with something, but probably not sure what happened before the band playing at Lollapalooza.
It torn was vagina?
Torn vagina.
Paying attention. And
attention, yeah. And I think communication. I mean, every show you do is about communication.
For sure.
I mean, ultimately. And I think anything, like, kinky-wise that you enter into, or one enters into, without any, I have no fucking idea. Can we just, that was great. Can I just like say, what?
Negotiate ahead
negotiating
of time.
Or even just having the sense, like, she and I are both experienced at what we do. Like, I've played for 20 years and that's okay. Never mind. But obviously, I mean, I think the first night, I met you, it was like, she'll fist you.
Okay.
But
if she had a nom de plume, it would be she'll fist you.
Oh.
What?
She'll fist you.
If you had a nom de plume, it'd be she'll fist you.
Nom de plume.
Shell, like a C-H-E-L-L, shell fist you.
And we'll call her Shelly for short. Yeah.
Which is to Shelly say, I wouldn't have like jumped on this bandwagon for without knowing that you could read me or could read anybody or had some sense of how that dynamic worked, I guess. But I think...
I got to tell you, I was a little bit nervous about tonight because... I didn't know. I was a little bit nervous about what, you know, what if I couldn't read you or, you know, because it's a radio show and then there's video and all there's lights and, you know, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I thought like, I don't know. I mean, it's someone, you know, here is very different from, you know, a placing mm-hmm. in a dungeon. It's very different. So I was worried, but
why is it different?
I think it's different because, you know, yeah, people are watching, but I think here it's just different because people are watching and it's...
I guess...
Well, and here
to me,
is.
A scene... Sorry. A no. scene is with people or persons with whom I'm playing and it's not... I get that, you know, you go to a party or you have cameras about connected to the internet. What is she laughing? What'd she do?
I gave her the proper spelling of shell fist you.
Which is to say, I mean, I don't go out to a party to play necessarily for other people. I get that there are going to be other people around, but ultimately the scene was you and I.
Yes.
You know.
That's true.
And.
No, and but I to that point, I mean.
Krabby Boys in the top of the Muppet Show, right?
There's something.
Oh, you mean Statler and Waldorf?
Oh man, wow!
This is my favorite part of the show. The end.
The end. Wow, he looks like a Muppet that way.
It's kind of creepy.
Sorry.
So the point is that when you're just engaging in the intimate act with somebody for the first time, for the second time, for the fifth time, for the 20th time, that's very different from when you're simultaneously educating. So I think that's to Nancy's point is that it's a little bit different here because it's, you know, you're kind of educating. And I think that although we've done classes and there's a lot of people there, that this had an additional component of intimacy that you lack in a very public class.
Oh.
Well, and you know, and there's and here it's a lot of, you know, paying attention to you obviously, but then also paying attention to the conversation and making sure I contribute. Mm-hmm. If we had done this at a dungeon, there would have been zero talking on my part. Mm. A lot of eye contact and, you know, to make sure we're good, but there would have been
music.
Well, there might have been other things going on. There might have other there are very few times when you're in a private play space or a public play space where it's, there's like this single act that's happening. Mm-hmm. It's usually part of a broader, you know, there are going to be two or three things going on and there's going to be a progression and that's how those things are going to happen. This was very much like...
Show.
Like, no, and... Like,
or not.
No, Nancy didn't... No, what I'm sort of talking about is it's different in the sense that Nancy didn't really touch any part of your other part of your body. Like there wasn't a whole lot of prepping and priming for that other than directly in the spot that she was operating. Oh. There wasn't a whole lot of physical intimacy. There wasn't a whole lot of verbal talk. Like all I think about, and you know, I have just my frame of reference of my play and the play that I've watched is those interactions tend to have many more components than just specifically the act. Mm-hmm. And in this instance, that was pretty specifically about the act itself.
Right, but I think there was communication whether or not it had words necessarily associated to.
Oh no, but I'm just saying that this is why Nancy would be nervous because that's probably a type of interaction. It usually, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but I would think that it would just sort of, it's a very rare time where it's just sort of, and we're going right to the fist.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
But time.
So that's why she
limited.
Was nervous.
Yeah, no.
Also, I mean, I guess I don't get nervous about things because like I think I take responsibility for my own communication,
which is awesome.
To that kind of things, like, well, I didn't say you couldn't piss on me,
right? Right.
I guess
that time I forgot to say that you can't piss on me.
Yes. And I think that's a pretty key thing. Like, okay, we said we're gonna do this at this point. Let's go do it. And And I don't think I have any compunction saying, oh, hold on. Make it, no, let's not do, you know, and I said, hang on a second. And I knew I needed a moment to kind of catch up to
which
shit, right?
I loved that you did that because
that you listened to me.
Because the last thing I want to do is have you walk away and say, I never want to fucking have that girl do anything to me.
Right, but I don't think, generally, I would blame you for my not speaking or speaking up or in some way even saying, give me a minute, you know?
Well, and that's you, and I encourage people that are going through it that they be as empowered to speak up when, for whatever reason. I mean, either it's something they're enjoying, they want more, they want less, whatever, you know, and don't ever be like, hey, I need more lube. And if your partner says you need more lube, what's wrong with you? I would have some serious red flags in that experience. Just, you know what? Just pour a whole fucking bottle of lube. Yeah. It's fucking
the
lube.
The wetter, the better.
And as a partner, like, how is Nancy supposed to figure out what you want? If the ultimate goal is for the both of you to enjoy it, how is she supposed to figure out what you want if you don't say stuff like that?
Exactly.
I think there are those who would presume she would guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
But guessing isn't always going to be right. Like,
no.
But that's, I mean, if you
can think, you see the window here?
Yeah. No. But if you think about it, that's traditionally what a lot of people, when they're engaging in sex, they have an expectation that the person just guess or figure it out based on this, that, or the other, and maybe they're not as expressive in their moans and their facial expressions, or it's dark or whatever.
Right.
When the truth of the matter is, if people were just a little bit more open and simply expressed it, said, bite my clit and I'm going to fucking punch you,
right,
and then maybe they won't do that. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not quite sure I would take the tack, but I get you.
I'm just using a real world example.
I think my real world example is I was receiving anal from someone who had never done it before, who had a penis with kind of, it was too bad he didn't know what to do with it.
Gargantuan.
It was rather large.
I have known men like
and
that.
I remember saying, stop. And he goes, just fucking relax. And I was like, well, I'm never fucking you again. You just said, like, screaming, just fucking relax.
Are you sure you didn't say Frankie says relax?
See, no,
an 80s reference.
Yeah, right.
Nice,
I know
nice,
it.
Nice.
It's going on Hollywood. No, I was like, well, that just, no fucking way I'm going to relax. Like,
nothing makes you relax more than somebody screaming at you to relax. You,
because he hasn't had anal yet. I mean, the fuck?
A person's insecurities and fears come out in those moments of intimacy. For, you know, often for bad. And that's when we have reactions that can be very negative.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can create like, well, I'm never going to have anal again because of that.
Yeah.
And
that's been sort of my response call for most of the relationships, not just physical, sexual, emotional relationships, but friendships. It's the kind of thing that you don't find out a whole lot about somebody until something goes wrong.
Bingo.
Like the bad thing, when the bad thing happens, how do they react when the bad thing happens?
Not that you're around going, I can't wait for the bad thing to happen to see how the
no,
you know, shit
no. No, no,
settles,
no. You want the salad days to go on as long as possible.
Not a great term.
But it really is that which tests your, you know, mettle, for lack of a better term. It's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That, I mean, although the fisting was done fairly early in the episode, which was fantastic, it should happen again. I really wanted to thank our guests. Don't you want to thank our guests? I want to thank Nancy.
Yay, Nancy!
And her fantastic skills and her care with a vagina. And she does it because she loves the vagina.
You went from zero to, I mean, once you're past the knuckle, you're in the vagina, I mean, in the scant course of 20 minutes. So that's really something that should be applauded, just from the skill of arousing.
Yes.
To, I mean, yes. Like.
It also helps that, you know, she treated her fist like a pogo stick. But, you know, it is what it is.
It was her fist.
It was her fist.
A spine.
Yes. And
awesome.
Good color commentary, Andrew.
I cannot
wait to listen back to this one.
Right.
Because I zoned out.
I'm going to watch the video. That's what I'm gonna do when it's on YouTube. It's gonna happen.
I'm gonna listen to it and imagine.
imagine.
I'll probably listen to
your recollection of the experience.
My recollections are quite often much better than the experience.
Ain't that the truth?
So we're running out of time, but we do want to remind everyone to tune in next week. We'll be doing our 2013 in review
and
episode.
We'll probably have a shit ton of people in here if we can get them to come in, because that's the plan. Maybe some funny people, maybe some not so funny people, and it'll be just mayhem. Maybe we'll have alcohol.
Maybe.
I like this plan.
Yeah. Possibly.
Be sure to, you know, review us on iTunes. Follow us. You can follow all four of us on Twitter and the Fet Life. I'm Insidious Muse everywhere.
And I'm Service Slut everywhere.
I'm Audax Oceana, which is the Anglicization of my Latin love.
And I'm Charlie_Frown.
Yep. And we're Intellectual Kink. And thanks for listening.